Miss Perell, P-R-E-L-L, Joyce Perell, P-R-E-L-L. Ms. Perell was seen for face-to-face evaluation today, 6 p.m. on 11-7-2024. This elderly woman currently in hospice with history of ascites, liver failure, related to NASH, N-A-S-H, with diabetes. Patient has a KPA score of 40%. Currently, she receives 7 units of Lantus insulin with 7 units of Humalog. In the morning, no, 70 units of, is it 70? No, it's 7 units of Lantus with 7 units of Humalog. Early in the morning, her blood sugars are in the 180 to 200 range period. She does have a folic catheter in place. She has decreased appetite, decreased weight. She's lost at least 5 pounds since the last evaluation period. She's now pretty much bedbound. She's no longer able to ambulate, period. She has sundowner syndrome, which she requires medication to control her symptoms, period. She also has diarrhea if she takes too much lactulose. We talked about the need for lactulose to control her ammonia level with her daughter today. She sleeps. She has issues with anxiety, no fever, nothing consistent, no issues with spontaneous bacterial peritonitis, fear, period. She has very thin. She has severe muscle wasting and protein-calorie malnutrition. She has had history of nausea and vomiting in the past, which is much improved. Her daughter, Catherine, who's a security officer for the oil companies in the area, tells me that her mom is much weaker than she was just a few weeks ago, period. She requires Aldactone and Lasix to control her ascites, period. She's... Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live and continues with a debility related to her NASH and end-stage liver disease associated with ascites. No evidence of recurrent urinary, no evidence of urinary tract infection noted since patient had a Foley catheter placed with history of atonic bladder. That's it. Thank you.